California policies are failing agriculture, third-generation farmer. Stay out of our way. Let us do our job, is the resounding message from a third-generation farmer in Central California concerning what he says is the state's excessive regulation of farming. Water is a must when talking about agriculture, but California's policies are making it increasingly harder for farmers to make use of it to produce crops to feed the state, said Sohan Samran, a farmer from Madera County, located in the eastern San Joaquin Valley. One such policy, Mr. Samran said, are the state-mandated restrictions on pumping water for irrigation. California farmers are limited in the amount of groundwater they can extract under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, passed in 2014. If you pump more than you'd have to pay a penalty to pump any water additional to that, he said in a recent episode of Epic TV's California Insider. There's never enough water, and when there's a dry year your allocation is a lot less. Last year, the Madera County Board of Supervisors approved penalties on farmers who extract more groundwater from their wells. Starting at $100 per acre-foot in 2023, these penalties escalate annually by an additional $100 per acre-foot over the allocated usage, reaching a maximum of $500 per acre-foot by 2027. According to Mr. Samran, such regulation creates a financial burden for growers from regions, like Madera County, that depend on groundwater mainly when surface water, including lakes and rivers, is not available or not sufficient. Dry seasons can lead to even harsher situations for land that solely depends on state water allocations from dams, Mr. Samran said. In some cases, growers would have to give up permanent crops on those lands due to water shortages. Last year, we didn't have any allocation, only 5% of water was allocated to it, so we had to abandon, he said. The trees died. We had to abandon them, and it was a big investment. This year, we have plenty of water, but the trees are dead. Luckily, the historic barrage of storms this winter offered some breathing room for California farmers that had suffered extreme dry conditions, Mr. Samran said. As of mid-September, the state is nearly 100% out of drought, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and Climate Prediction Center. Recognizing the ramifications of drought periods, Mr. Samran said he proactively undertook constructing a canal on his property earlier this year, designed to capture floodwater and facilitate the recharging of groundwater resources by allowing water to seep into the soil to replenish underground storage. We tried to grab some of that water and apply it to our farms and recharge our groundwater with it. And we also try to irrigate our farms with it instead of pumping it out of the ground, he said. While this proved beneficial for his family's farm, Mr. Samran emphasized the significance for the state to invest in water infrastructure. Such would serve the dual purpose of storing water for dry years and mitigating flooding during periods of excess rainfall. The state and federal governments have to be involved in, he said. Only they can do it. We don't have the rights, we don't have the resources. For the health of the entire state, we need to capture more of this water and store. Another policy Mr. Samran highlighted as having a dual impact is the 2016 law mandating overtime pay for farm workers after 8 hours in a day or 40 hours in a workweek, which went into effect in January 2022. Laws like this that are intended to protect workers could also be hurting them, he said, because farmers would, instead, choose to hire more people to cover those hours or mechanize their production to keep costs down. He added that it is impractical to treat farm work as a regular job due to its unique nature. There is a lot of seasonal work in a short time. You have to put in a lot of hours to go harvest your crops or go plant your crops. That's why. 60 hours per week, it's strictly because of the seasonal demand, he said. A significant portion of California's economy revolves around agriculture, contributing more than $50 billion in yearly sales and providing employment to over 420,000 individuals, according to the nonprofit research institution, the Public Policy Institute of California, located in San Francisco. Additionally, Mr. Samran said that given California's role as the leading agricultural producer in the nation, lawmakers must prioritize and actively support the industry's expansion and development. He additionally expressed concern that if an increasing number of farmers were forced out of business due to elevated costs and stringent water regulations, it could potentially lead the state, and even the nation, into a precarious food crisis. "We want to continue to produce safe, affordable food for our country. We need water for that," he said. "Without water, there is no farming community. Water is the most precious resource we have." Despite acknowledging that the current trajectory of the state isn't as hopeful as he would like, Mr. Samran said he is seeking ways to achieve success amid challenging conditions. "You can't give up because you made lifelong investments in this farm," he said. "We'll keep farming until we can't. We won't stop. We want to continue to do what we think is the best for our community."